Greetings. Welcome to Naturally. This is Brigitte Mars. I've been talking about common culinary herbs. We've done parsley, sage. So you're right. Today is rosemary. The Latin name of rosemary is really quite beautiful and poetic. It's Rosmarinus, meaning dew of the sea. And officinalis, the species name, tells us that this is an official herb of the apothecaries, has a long tradition of use. So rosemary is a member of the mint family, so it is a relative of sage and thyme and oregano. And one of the physiological terms for rosemary is that it is a cephalic. It's good for all kinds of ailments of the head. You can make a tea of rosemary for a headache. You can make a hair rinse of it for hair that is falling or hair that's turning prematurely gray. But it's also been used to freshen the breath, to improve memory, to calm anxiety. You know, Shakespeare said in Hamlet, via Ophelia, there's rosemary for remembrance. Pray thee, love, remember. And it can be a difficult herb to grow. If you are growing it outdoors, you'll need to bring it indoors for the winter. It likes a lot of water. When my daughter Sunflower got married to Mitch, I gave all the guests a little rosemary plant and told them to plant it in the memory of Sunflower and Mitch in the hopes that their love continues to grow like this beautiful plant. So rosemary helps to tonify the nervous system and it improves peripheral circulation. It can be a wonderful herb for the immune system. It improves digestion. I think it's such a great herb for memory that I actually have a little rosemary sachet in my pillowcase. It's considered a great beautifying herb. You probably have seen rosemary in many shampoos and conditioners for prevention of wrinkles, to strengthen capillaries, in the use of topical creams for eczema and rheumatism. It also is used in foot baths because it helps you to relax, and it's also very deodorizing. It's said to be a rejuvenating herb. And there was actually a study done at Rutgers State University where they found that rosemary has equal preservative properties to the chemicals BHT and BHA. So just adding rosemary to things that you're making, baking, you may find that it lasts longer. I like to use rosemary oil in a massage oil because it is going to help invigorate your mind, but yet relax your muscles. The young shoots, leaves, and flowers are all edible. You can make pesto out of rosemary. And it's a wonderful herb for the bees. It's very antiseptic. It repels bugs. No reason not to grow rosemary. Thanks for joining me, Brigitte Mars, on Naturally.